Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. My name is Joshua, your host. And today we are talking about perseverance and effortless communication. And our guest today is the man to talk about that. Ian overcame 20 years of injury and illness to become a life and business coach who helps transform people, transform their lives with ease. As a former martial arts instructor, stuntman, and longtime entrepreneur, Ian helps people see what's possible and make success through getting clear and taking action. Now, he works as one of the pioneers of Amazon private label products to help educate and empower people to launch their own products to find the freedom and joy that comes from leveraging the largest e-commerce platform in the world. Ian, it is a pleasure to have you on here on the show. Thank you for coming on. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm fantastic.
Ian, it's been quite a interesting journey for you, has it? Like 20 years, your introduction, we opened up with your introduction with 20 years of injury and illness. And it's a great opening. I always start the show with like, what is the story of Ian McIntyre? Where did it all begin? What exactly the type of injuries and illness that you had to overcome? And have you always had this since you were young, since you were a child? And what led you to your path today? What is the story of Ian McIntyre?
Oh, I really appreciate you asking and giving me the opportunity to talk about it. Yeah, I had a little bit of a rough upbringing. A little bit of neglect, didn't get enough medical care and things like that. So I accrued lots of little injuries, car accidents, right, things like that. And then in around 18, I started taking martial arts, which really helped me to, put aside some troubled past, focus that frustrating energy. And I really took to it. And what inspired me a lot was working with other people and helping them, in the previous belts. Well, here, let me give you that little tip that helped me figure this out. And so I started teaching. And it was just really a natural fit. Started working with 180 students, and I was working 6 days a week, teaching all ages. But of course, because I wasn't so used to getting all the medical care I needed, I just kept accruing injuries and shrugging it off. If one knee hurt, kick with the other leg. If both knees hurt, punch, just punch and do whatever I needed to do. Wow. Until I ended up with a catastrophic injury. I was doing these acrobatic kicks that were used for demonstrations. I did what's called a tornado kick, where you jump and spin 540 degrees in the air, land on the same foot you kick with. It's one of those things that, like, you see in a movie. And I practiced like 50 of them one day. And then the next day, I clearly didn't stretch enough. I went in the air and halfway through my rotation, I felt something tear. And I crashed hard on the ground and it was bad. And for the next, couple months, I tried, but it got worse and worse. Turned out I had a massive piece of scar tissue in my pelvis, which put pressure on all kinds of nerves. So when I went to doctors, it looked like sciatic or other things. So I would come in with all these symptoms, and then they'd poke around and prod and go, well, that's not the issue. And so it actually took me 10 years to get the injury identified.
Wow.
Yeah. So in that time, I'm walking with a cane everywhere. I'm sitting all the time. And just trying to live then gave me I started having back problems and just other health problems. And it just compounded.
Right.
And so along the journey, I kept trying to do different things. I've always been an entrepreneur. So, try and start different businesses. But eventually my health would catch up with me and I would be back on the couch again. Ironically, playing a lot of video games, but it was more of a way to pass time than really enjoying the life that I was leading. You're about to say something.
Yeah, sorry. Because you went from being active, you know, very active martial arts, and, you know, doing all of that, to sitting playing video games, it must have been quite the extreme difference. Two questions. What martial arts were you practicing, and what was the injury? What did they find out eventually?
So the martial art I was practicing is a Korean style called Hareungdo. It's one of those smaller styles, but did a bit of everything. You know, punch, right, kicks, throws, joint blocks, a little grappling, weapons work. So it was exciting to do. But yeah, once I started accruing injuries, it was hard to give anything enough rest.
For sure.
Yeah. And so the injury, it was an adductor tear. So it was a groin tear. But what happened, like I said, this massive piece of scar tissue formed. So it went from one injury into another type of injury. Mm-hmm. And that's where it became so hard to figure out, because a doctor would, you know, poke on it, and I would literally be in pain for 3 days just from one touch.
Oh my goodness. That is quite the, well, again, we went from an extreme, very active lifestyle, and to now an accrued injury, so to speak. And you mentioned a little bit right now with your nose, a little bit sinus issue there with your black nose tape. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I actually need sinus surgery. I've had difficulty breathing for a long time, saw somebody, and I have three different things going on with my nose. So I just started wearing this nose strip, which a lot of people wear, you know, to sleep. But I find I get so much more breathing. I actually have more energy, and just I'm able to think a little more clear. So I wear it all day. And, you know, after walking with a cane for over a decade in my 20s, wearing something on my face, it doesn't bother me at all.
Wow. And that's, I probably knew one of those, Ian. You should point me to a direction, not just me, but our audience and listeners. It does seem like a help. Not just because you have sinus issues, but Ian, this is quite the story. I mean, you've gone through a lot. You're still kind of like overcoming something now in the present, right? What did it take, Ian? Why be a life coach now after everything that you've gone through? And it just feels, did it always feel like a natural step into that? Or was it something that you've always wanted to pursue?
You know, I always liked trying to be helpful and giving advice, but coaching is a little bit different than just giving advice. Yes. But what I found is I had friends come over, because I wasn't going out very much with my health. Mm-hmm. Friends would come over and just share what's going on with them and their challenges, whether it was with work or relationships, businesses, personal matters, family matters. Mm-hmm. And I found that when I talked to them and helped them overcome their challenges for a very little window, I didn't feel anywhere near as much pain. So I was able to kind of step outside of what was wrong with me and dig into what was working with them. And because I spent so many times, you know, over 10 years initially to find my injuries, seeing doctors, pursuing a lot of different things, dietary things, working out, you know, past traumas, just looking at anything in my life that wasn't working, I found that I had a lot of perspective to be able to share with people and help them overcome their challenges.
Of course. I mean, you have quite overcome so much challenges. And if that's not the foundation of coaching, right? You have to have the kind of experience, so to speak. You've gone through a lot. You've experienced a lot. And not just that, but also your experience behind being a martial artist and teaching that experience, it actually has honed your skill to become a life coach. Ian, talk to us a little bit about being a stuntman. How long were you a stuntman? For what movies have you been in? And, you know, after all experiencing all these injuries and illness, why become a stuntman?
Well, so this was actually while I was doing martial arts. I worked with Tesla coils. So I worked, it was a lot of stage work, some commercials, big, you know, tech reveals, things like that. And so what I would do is I would get in this metal suit and either project lightning, you know, 10 feet off of me, or get hit by these 10 foot bolts of lightning. So it was really exciting to do, a lot of fun. I toured around the country doing it. So I got to visit a lot of places, meet people from a lot of different backgrounds and perspectives. But that all kind of came crashing down together when I got my martial arts injury. So it like you were saying, I was super active. And then almost overnight, it all stopped. And that was a shock unto itself that I had to emotionally process and work through. So a lot of times when people feel a sense of loss or lacking of direction, it gave me a lot of insight towards that as well.
Wow. And that is something that you help people overcome as well, because extreme changes is truly difficult. You did kind of, not really kind of, but now you are, you have extensive leadership in agile leadership, project management. How do you integrate that kind of agility and that ability into coaching, not just with, you know, on the e-commerce sides or entrepreneurship, but also emotionally, right? Because of the extreme changes that you've gone through.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it brings a lot of comfort to be able to do the same thing for a long time. But the reality is the world shifts, jobs shift, businesses shift. And so there's an ability that if you can be agile with what's going on, whether it's a single project, whether it's your goals, ultimately what you're trying to do in life, if we kind of bake in that things might change a little so you can keep a better, bigger perspective, maybe develop certain skills, be aware of what's going on, it really makes things a lot easier as you're moving in a direction. And, you know, there are some people, but less and less these days, that have the same career for 40 years, you know? Yes. So along the way, it's picking up new skills, new ideas. And sometimes that means letting go of old things that you may have liked, but they don't necessarily serve you as you move forward.
Wow. What a perspective to share us today. I love that, because some things you just need to let go, right? Some things, nothing is permanent, so to speak. But sometimes, you know, you enter a stage in life or a phase in your life to just feel like this isn't, you know, this probably isn't for you anymore. And you just have to live with that, learn through it. And that's quite the nature of entrepreneurship as well. Not just life, right? Like, not just entrepreneurship, but also life. How did you come from, you know, going to agile leadership and project management to now e-commerce is one of the pioneers of private label products? Talk to us about that, and talk to us about what are Amazon private label products and how different are they, and how do you use them to help educate and empower individuals?
Amazon is an incredible platform. It revolutionized, you know, we say e-commerce in general, but really retail. Because it made, right, you know, early in the days of eBay, you didn't necessarily trust what was going on with the other seller. And Amazon created this level of trust that allows you to know you're going to get what you want. If you don't, you can return it. Everything's fine. And I had an incredible mentor who has done just huge amounts of sales, launching multiple products, bringing brands to market. So now what's really interesting with the Amazon space is you can have an idea before you really had to know somebody to get it into a store. If you sell enough of them, a store will come to you, or you can easily rep it to a store or even sell your entire brand. So the ability to make some money as you go, or quite a surprisingly large amount of money if you build your brand up enough, is just this incredible opportunity that allows people to chart their own path more. And it's something you can do where if you have a job and you do it as a side hustle, it can be a great side income. It can become your main thing, and it can completely set an entirely new trajectory. So it's a really exciting space to operate in. And frankly, e-commerce is only getting bigger. So it's really exciting to be in something that might not be at its very beginning, but at the same time, it's nowhere near its ending.
Precisely. And it does feel like it's not going anywhere. Right. And you said, like, people can get into this space right now. It's not just, I don't think it really is going to end, especially when it comes to e-commerce and retail and people coming into the space, launching their own product, is, I think, something that's going to be common throughout, you know, a common trend throughout, especially with solopreneurship. Right. And having your own product does feel like a natural step towards that. Ian, now that you're coming into your coaching practice, what are some common roadblocks that entrepreneurs often face? Because you are talking about, you are one of the pioneers of Amazon private label products. You teach people, you know, get into taking clear actions, you know, in their lives, transforming their lives. In that experience, What do you think are the common challenges that entrepreneurs face, and how do you help them navigate through these challenges to achieve their goals?
I mean, what I always start with is clarity, because it really helps to be able to see what kind of goals you want. And you don't need to know everything up front, but having a clear direction of what you're trying to do, having a clear direction of what may not be working for you, what those roadblocks are. So a lot of times in the beginning, it's a mindset and understanding what is possible. And if you don't know something, that's okay. But understanding that you can learn it and move in that direction on a daily basis to achieve those goals. And then once you're up and running, it's easy to get a little caught up because a lot of businesses take so much attention. So a lot of times we're so hyper-focused on what we're doing that we're not necessarily doing the highest and best use. So there's a prioritization. You know, there's a million little busy work things to do that all have merit, but is that really moving your business forward? And is that the number one thing to do? And depending on your scale, maybe you can hire somebody to do the small tasks and maybe you can't yet. But if you know, okay, these are the things that I want to put onto somebody else as I get bigger and can hire that out, now you create more time for you as the business owner to achieve those things at a higher level.
Precisely. And as a business owner, you know, we need a bird's eye view. We need a more bigger picture kind of eye view most often the time, because having that kind of view, it takes a lot of time as well. You know, putting that thinking into that, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes focusing on the too small task takes up too much time, but it's also needed. But at the same time, we need to prioritize, like you said. And Ian, what do you think are the most, how do you say this, most common prioritizations that business owners miss or entrepreneurs miss in their journey to becoming, you know, to putting together their dream business, so to speak, into their entrepreneurship career? What would be the common top two? Give us two things that they commonly miss when it comes to prioritizing.
So I'll give you the top two. Number one of them for beginners, and one of them we'll say intermediate. So for beginners, it's going to be your marketing and sales. Like, what is actually going to make you the money? And a lot of people have a tough time with that. It's understandable. But it's a skill, and any skill can be learned and improved. And then once you've got that down and you're growing your business, it's team building and management, because maybe you've built all this thing out yourself and you know what you want to do and you know how you like it done. But then if you can't let go of some of that control, and not only let go of the control, but be able to work with people, communicate well with them, and find the people that communicate well with you, to be able to expand it so you're not just a single person operating where everything rests on your shoulders, which from experience, if something happens with your health, your business stops. And so if you can build that team out over time, and then if you know some of the marketing, or you can always hire that too, but having some knowledge so that if they're not doing the right thing, you know it. Those are two of the biggest things along that journey that can really help anybody begin to scale what they're doing.
And it's always the team, right? It's really, really important in that sense, because you are just successful as the people that you put around you and the support system that you put around you, especially entrepreneurship, because it requires some level of emotional support needed as well, you know? So it's important to put that team together. Ian, your message about accessible opportunities for business success, it's one that resonates strongly, you know, not just with me, but our audiences and listeners. Success has to be easily accessible. Business success has to be easily accessible. Can you elaborate how we can leverage this kind of opportunities, or rather, why do you think business success has to be accessible? And how do we go about, or how are you going about teaching this to individuals in your coaching career?
So my goal ultimately is to make things easier. Life is challenging enough. Business offers enough challenges on a daily basis. But the more clarity we have, the more we can work through whatever that challenge is. If something is hard, I always try and look at how can we make that thing easier? So that way, each time you have to do it, now, as the process becomes easier, there might be a new challenge. But once again, how do we make that easier? Because if every day you're saying this is so hard, you might not be wrong, but you're also not supporting yourself in the way. So what can we learn? Who can we leverage? Who can we talk to? How can we approach something to figure out how to make it happen? And that's one thing I love with e-commerce too, is instead of all these giant corporations making all the money, we as individuals can now come in and start to get a piece of that ourselves and do really well. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the skill set today, what skills can we learn to make it easier? If you don't have a network today, how can we begin to network to make that process easier? And those little steps that you take each day to make that process easier and more clear, well, then it just becomes more fun, right? Because if you're always doing the hardest work, you know, at a certain point, we make it easier, then life gets better. And that's the goal, is make the process easy.
Wow. Clarity equals fun, because it gives you, you know, that freedom, it gives you that time, and it gives you more room to kind of spread your wings, expand, because now you're, you know, you're actually putting in some work that is, that feels more meaningful, I guess, feels more productive, instead of like taking in all in the work for yourself. Ian, you truly have provided the right answers and all the clarity with us today. I'd like to give you this opportunity. Where can we find you? Where can we connect with you? And where can we keep up with the latest in your coaching career and your e-commerce coaching as a pioneer of Amazon private label products? How can we get started? Where can we find you?
On social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. all of them, Coach Ian Mack. That's I-A-N-M-A-C. So yeah, Coach Ian Mack. And as I expand onto more social media, that's just going to be the name, because I just want to keep it nice and consistent and easy to find.
Of course. Fantastic. So Coach Ian Mack, I have just sent you a connect request on LinkedIn. I invite our audience and listeners as well to give him a follow on Instagram, all the social, get on his LinkedIn as well. Coach Ian Mack, thank you so much for your time today. But is there anything else you would like to provide? Of course, the clarity, all the answers and the insight that you have provided to us is quite on point, precise, concise, the best kind of answers that I love. What is the last thing that you would like to share to the audience and listeners?
As much as we want answers, and I want answers too, the most important thing is to get better at asking questions. How can I do this? Instead of why does this happen to me or what's going wrong, how can I overcome it? How can I figure this out? What am I missing that will make this easier? The better you get your questions, the better your answers will come. And from there, everything can become easier.
Fantastic. And not just clarity in business, but providing also clarity with life's questions. Coach Ian Mack, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to our audience and listeners out there, see you on the next one.
All right, so here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.